The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Maurice Brosnan is with us. He's senior sports writer with the Irish Examiner. He was at the fight last night. Maurice, what about that suggestion that Katie Taylor was using the head unfairly? Is this just sour grapes?
I think so, largely. It's an inevitable consequence of if you fight a southpaw, so that's somebody who leads with the left hand, that you're going to be it's a lot more likely that heads are going to clash that way. The way that Serrano fights is she squares up and comes forward. Now, you know, she's not totally blameless for the cut either, in that it came from an accidental clash of heads, but as soon as she saw what had happened, Katie Taylor, as often happens in boxing, went to work at it. So with kind of devastating accuracy, she certainly targeted it and made it worse than it was. But yeah, I think by and large that it doesn't hold a huge amount of water. It wasn't anything that, if anything, it actually felt kind of harsh that she was docked a point in the 8th round for it. So I don't think that's, you can't have a huge cause for grievance there.
And I'm told it was an absolutely brilliant fight.
It was stunning. Yeah, it was absolutely extraordinary. It was, Katie Taylor has a remarkable ability to, just when you think she's reached her limit, she managed to just smash right through it, and that's what she did here. The stadium itself was surreal, kind of borderline from another planet. This closed, you know, retractable roof, 100,000-seater capacity. Incredible atmosphere for her fight in particular, which stood out in complete isolation to the rest of the night, it should be said. So it was, the boxing felt kind of secondary for the crowd for the main part of the undercard, and then the main event was a complete shambles. So this was the one night when it felt like a proper blockbuster stadium fight. It felt like, you know, she was the centre of attention. She's going to be in the running for fight of the year once again. She looked in huge trouble in the early rounds and managed to fight back and storm down the home straight to what is inarguably the greatest success of her career.
And I'm told that in one way she somewhat salvaged the boxing element of the night, because there was a sense that this descended into pantomime spectacle between Tyson and Paul, whereas any hardened fight fan would say Serrano and Taylor was good watching.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. It probably was the, I've never gone from what was one of the best sporting occasions that I've ever covered to the worst within minutes, but that's what happened here. The main event, it was so borderline farcical that I kind of feel loath to give it too much more attention. But there was two fighters throwing a very limited amount of punches at each other's arms and body without necessarily even going out to hurt each other, to the extent where YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul said afterwards that he didn't want to go out to explicitly hurt this former heavyweight, 58-year-old Mike Tyson. So what you saw as a spectacle was a complete non-event.
And did you get a sense, because you were there, Maurice, did you get a sense watching it that neither man had the capacity to land a decent punch on the other or to hurt the other, or neither man wanted to?
A bit of both. I don't think Mike Tyson had mobility, which is completely understandable. He's 2 years shy of 60. His last serious fight was in 2005 when he fought Kevin McBride, and afterwards was effectively humiliated. He apologised to fans who came that day for pain. He retired on his stool for a TKO. So he was extremely limited. He was also dealing with an injury. His knee was heavily strapped. You could actually see he was so immobile that even on his way to the ring, he looked to be feeling it. And then you had Jake Paul, who, despite the kind of charade of what we saw this week, does have a lot of respect and admiration for the man in the opposite corner, and didn't want to go out to, and said as much afterwards, that he didn't want to go out to knock him out, that he was, to a certain extent, holding back. So that would just became, it just became farcical. And, the entire fight for the Taylor atmosphere, to the extent where the final round, everybody around me was on their feet. The place was rocking. And then the scorecard was read out and there's huge boos because Serrano was pretty much the home fighter for all intents and purposes.
Well, nonetheless, as you say, Katie Taylor put pay to that. Maurice, really appreciate your time. Thank you, Maurice Brosnan, senior sports writer with the Irish Examiner.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.